With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former Vice President Mike Pence dropping his bid for the GOP presidential nomination, ending his campaign today for the White House after struggling to raise money. He said in Los Angeles today, quote, "After much prayer and deliberation, I have decided to suspend my campaign for president, effective immediately." United Auto Workers and Stellantis have reached a tentative contract with the UAW. Now, an official says an agreement basically follows the model set by Ford earlier in the week. So far, GM has not reached a contract deal. And the residents of Lewiston, Maine are embarking on a path to healing after a man gunned down 18 people earlier this week. 40-year-old Robert Card was found dead late yesterday. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says there's a reason leftists in the United States have so quickly begun to blame Israel for the aftermath of the Hamas terrorist attack.
Deeply behind that is anti-Semitism. Why? Because it's an old anti-Semitic trope that the Jews have it coming to us. It's original sin. In the medieval ages, if you an innocent Jew was an oxymoron. All Jews were a priori guilty. And it's true here, too.
Oren was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. In the meantime, Israel expanding its ground operation in Gaza, mobilizing tanks and infantry. Also at SRNnews.com, desperate families searching for loved ones in the devastation of Hurricane Otis. That storm blasting the Mexican Pacific coast city of Acapulco. Authorities say the death toll stands at 27, but hundreds of families insist they have family members missing. This is SRN News. China doing all it can to kill Christianity.
The Communist Party has officially banned anyone under the age of 18 from having any formal religious affiliation. Kids cannot go to Sunday school, Christian summer camps, or engage in any kind of religious education. Public schools in China deliver a steady diet of atheism, and students pledge allegiance to the CCP. It's all part of an effort to keep future generations from coming to Christ, an effort which appears to be failing as Christianity continues to grow in the giant country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Large number of churches all around America finding a new source of revenue. That is selling or renting spaces in their parking lots to fans attending nearby sporting events. Philadelphia's Calvary Baptist Church raises up to $3,000 every time the Philadelphia Union of Major League Soccer plays at Subaru Park, just a few blocks away. This is SRN News. A London judge has overturned an arbitration award that would have required Nigeria to fork over $11 billion over a failed gas project, finding the contract was obtained through fraud. Here's Jeremy House.
The High Court ruling reverses the award to the British Virgin Islands-based Process and Industrial Developments Limited over the 2010 gas deal. The payment would have dealt a massive blow to Nigeria's ailing economy. The contract signed with Nigeria's government in 2010 was for the company to build a giant processing plant in the southeastern port city of Calabar. The project quickly collapsed.
For the second year in a row, American shoppers are seeing double-digit inflation for candy. Both candy and gum prices up an average of 13% in October on top of a 14% hike 1 year ago. More details at SRNnews.com.